You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. And the same is true for every other show on this radio station. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations, this show is, on what I call the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we finished up the first hour today with the latest from Femi Kuti, Fela's eldest son. He turns 63 years old next month, which is crazy to think about. And he just released his 11th studio album in April. It's called Journey Through Life. And you just heard the title track, which I think is one of the best things that Femi has ever recorded. I love that song. He is on tour in the U.S. this summer. He's going to be at the 930 Club in D.C. on July 25th. And he's going to be all over the country. So if you're traveling, he'll be traveling. And if you're in the same place at the same time, this is a great band, Femi Kuti and Positive Force, the new album Journey Through Life. And before that, you heard from Jedubele Ambele, the veteran Ghanaian star, who's also on the road in the U.S. this summer. He's going to be at the Black Cat in D.C. on June 28th, performing his amazing 1975 album Simigua from front to back, and then some more stuff, I'm sure, as well. And Simigua was just reissued for the fourth time in March, this time by Strut Records. And from Simigua, you heard the song Akokoba by Jedubele Ambele. That is a great album there, by the way. And we started the set with a an extraordinary Tony Allen collaboration from Beyond the Grave. Tony recorded two albums during the 20-teens called Afrobeat Makers, numbers 1 and 2. Basically, they're two discs of Tony Allen breakbeats, or a Tony Allen Music Minus One, if you prefer it that way. So that's what they were. And the Colombian Afrobeat band La Boa, the Bogota Afrobeat Orchestra, have created a whole album of new songs that use those Tony Allen breaks. It's called La Boa Meets Tony Allen, and it was released by Tony's old record label, Comet Records, in Paris in February. And from that album, we heard La Máquina de Tony by La Boa and Tony Allen. And we're going to get back into the music and get our second hour started properly in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. You'll find plenty of programs, events, and activities at Virginia State Parks. Virginia's 34 parks have thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. They offer beaches, picnic shelters, family lodges, meeting facilities, festivals, concerts, nature programs, cultural happenings. The list goes on and on. From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone. To see a complete listing of Virginia's state parks and learn what each has to offer, you can visit www.dcr.virginia.gov/state_parks. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Now, we're going to start the second hour today with a really interesting new single from a Tuareg artist who was unknown to me, and I presume to most of the rest of the world, until this record came out last month. He is a singer-songwriter named Mohamed Alassane Carzo. And even though his songs are performed by a number of better-known desert blues musicians, this is his own first release. This song is called Mafelewan. We're going to listen to it right now on Global Agogo.
Thank you.
Some Desert Blues getting us getting the second hour of Global Agogo started today, and that was Etran de la Hier, and their new single Agadez, just released in April to coincide with their spring North American tour to 27 cities, which just concluded a week ago tonight. And they are back on the road. They are going to be touring all over Europe as the opening act for what is the band called? The Gizzard Lizard Wizard Band, whatever, from Australia. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Yeah, they're going to be the opening act for them all over Europe. Before, Etran de la Hier was a band whose music really prefigured the desert blues sound of the early pioneers of that style, like Tinariwen and others. A group called Les Ebranis, who are from Algeria and France. They were basically like Algerian hippies who tapped into Berber traditional music. So maybe the Algerian analog of the Grateful Dead, something like that. And their fifth album was entitled, for some reason, Album Number One, or it's usually referred to just as It Was. It came out in 1983, and that is going to be reissued on Friday by the We Want Sounds label out of Paris. And from that reissue, we heard the song Lee Khan from Les Ebranis. And before that was Mdou Mokhtar from his excellent new acoustic album, Tears of Injustice, which remakes all the songs from his previous album, Funeral for Justice, in an unplugged style. We heard the Injustice unplugged version of Oh France by Mdou Mokhtar. And we started that set with an artist who has sued Mdou Mokhtar. This is true. Mohamed Alassane Carzo claims that Mdou stole his song Mafela Wen and named it Afrique Victime, which is the title track of the third ago Mdou Mokhtar album. And you just heard the original version of Mafela Wen, which was recorded in 2012 and has now been released for the first time ever last month by Sahel Sounds Records. Mohamed Alassane Carzo is the name of that artist. And apparently a lot of desert blues artists cover his songs, but they're usually credited. You're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way that you can hear Global Agogo. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I'll announce that on the air as well.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you're invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
That's coming up at the top of the hour here on 97.3 FM WRIR. I just heard my first all AI Congolese Roomba record. I didn't listen to the whole record. It wasn't that good. That's something that you will not hear on Ambiance Congo. You're going to hear the real thing. And that is every other week here from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday on 97.3 WRIR and WRIR.org. Next up is a new version of the very first song that was put out by the Nyami Nyami record label. It is the Shona traditional called Zvijapera, or It Will End. And this was also the very last song that was recorded by the great Zimbabwean singer Chiwaniso Marere before she passed away far too young at the age of 37. So for the label's 10th anniversary this year, they decided to release Zvijapera again. Chiwaniso's version is on the B-side, of this release. And I'm going to play for you right now the A side. It's a new interpretation of the same song by Jacob Mafuleni and V. Mukherati right here on Global Agogo. Check this out.
Yeah.
coming out of Malawi. That is Madalitso Band. It's a duo who have toured the world and released a pair of albums of what Malawians call banjo music, although banjo is not one of the instruments they play. Their third album is called Magitala. It's going to be released on June 13th by Bongo Joe Records out of Geneva, Switzerland. But we have a copy of it now, and from it, you heard Wadala from Madalitso Band. Love this band, and I love their new album, Magitala. You'll be hearing more of that on future shows. Before that, you heard three songs in a row from Zimbabwe. That last one was from Awakiwe, who is a young female rapper who likes to say that the first three letters of her name, AWA, stand for African Women Arise. And that is the title of her debut album for Out Here Records out of Germany, which was just released last month. And from that, we heard the song Gay Bombela. I'm mangling that, sorry. And that features the supporting band called Mokumba, which is an excellent group from Zimbabwe, from up in Victoria Falls, the very northern part of Zimbabwe. And before that was a classic from Thomas Mapfumo and the Acid Band called Chico Chinotinetsa. And Acid Band was the group that Mapfumo formed before he formed the Blacks Unlimited, but after he left a group that had probably the best band name in the history of band names, the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band. But anyway, I digress, because this song is the first song on a new compilation from Analog Africa Records. It was just released 2 weeks ago. It's called Roots Rocking Zimbabwe, The Modern Sound of Harare Townships, 1975 to 1980. And this project really brings Analog Africa Records full circle, because their very first release 21 years ago was by a group called the Green Arrows from Zimbabwe. And two songs from that Green Arrows album are on this new compilation as well. So that's really cool. And we started out the set with Jacob Mafuleni and V. Mukarachi from Zimbabwe, and Zvija Pera, or It Will End, which is a Shona folk song that was released just in March on a single by Nyami Records. And Chiwaniso's version of that song is the B-side of that single. And we got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo. Then it'll be time for Ambiance Congo with David Noyes. He's got a great program coming up today, but I'll let him tell you about it. We're going to finish up today with some new cumbia from around the world. First up is the latest from the Costa Rican producer Barso, working with local rappers there in Costa Rica, FAV and Tino Amor. The song is called Mi Barrio. And after that, it's going to be Pambele, a multinational band based in the musical hotspot of Lyon, France. From their, I think it's debut album called Damelo, we're going to hear the song Mujer Perfecta. This album just came out. After that, Son Bayou, who were asked at a show that they did where in Colombia they were from. And they said, nah, we're from Greens Point, which is a neighborhood in Houston. So they're based in Houston, Texas. The guy's originally from Monterrey, Mexico. So they come by the cumbia very naturally. We're going to hear Flor Campestre, which is their new single for the Names You Can Trust label. And then we're going to finish up with Empanadas Ilegales. That's a great band name there, too. They're a psychedelic cumbia band from Vancouver, Canada. And we'll hear their new single, which is called Chancletazo, or Flip-Flop. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up, David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Vengo a mi barrio, así lo quiero yo. Vengo a mi barrio, así lo quiero yo. Vengo a mi barrio, así lo quiero yo.
Yo no soy una mujer perfecta, señores, no, que